All right, here we are on this Monday morning. Another warm day here in the Blue Water area. We'll detail the weather forecast coming up in just a few minutes. We have been talking with candidates that are seeking election. Don't forget that there's a couple of millage items on the ballot as well on August 4th, one of which is a renewal for the drug task force. Joining us right now is St. Clair County Sheriff Tim Donnellan. Sheriff Donnellan, good morning.
Well, good morning, Paul, and thank you for having me.
Appreciate you joining us. The drug task force has a long history here in St. Clair County and has been pretty successful over the years, too, hasn't it?
Well, it sure has. I can tell you it goes back to the early 80s when it first started, and it has been wildly successful and extremely needed. But it is a great boom for the buck for taxpayers' money, no doubt about it.
Where would we be without the drug task force?
Well, I'll tell you what, we would be in desperate, desperate times. And, you know, we're already in very, very challenging times. And like you said earlier, this is a renewal. 4 years ago, we asked for an increase, and that was the one and only time in three decades that we ever asked for an increase. And this year's renewal, 0.56 mils, and for a $100,000 home, it's about $28 a year, less than 8 cents a day. And for what those men and women do out there, I'll tell you, that's the best 8 cents you're ever going to spend in the course of a day. No doubt about it.
Certainly we've seen a change in drug traffic over the years. Where are we at right now? What are we seeing the most of? Is it meth? Is it crack? Is it what's out there that's the big challenge right now?
Well, I'll tell you what, and this is why we increased the millage. It's, you know, back when I ran the drug unit, it was crack cocaine and believe it or not, I'd say marijuana back then, and that's just not the case anymore. It became really a opiate-heavy, opiate-laden community with the prescription drugs and heroin and then the crystal meth labs and crystal meth. So it really came from, you know, crack cocaine where we were fighting a battle in one theater to now having, if you could say, three theaters of battle. You have meth, you have opiates, and then you have crack cocaine, and all three are active. And I can tell you last year, Drug Task Force made 349 felony arrests. And that's a lot of felony arrests, and they had a 98% conviction rate in district and circuit court. So when they get you, they get you. But meth led the charge 2019, 1,117 grams, and you know that's a tremendous amount. And this is the crystal meth that's coming out of Mexico. And we're not seeing the labs; we're seeing the more high-end meth that's shipped in. So people aren't really trying to make their own product, unfortunately, because there's so much readily available.
It seems like a never-ending battle, doesn't it? I mean, what? Is there an end in sight? I mean, obviously you've seen progress, but it just seems to never go away.
Well, it doesn't, unfortunately. You know, I think it's a couple different prongs to the attack. You know, obviously enforcement, and that is what the Drug Task Force is involved in. Then there's an education component that we have to work on, and then there's the treatment. You know, there's three prongs to that to the success, and you know, today is the discussion on the enforcement end, and that's what Drug Task Force, you know, and in our jail setting we have tremendous treatment. You know, we had medical assisted treatment and different options from, you know, Vivitrol to Suboxone to methadone and different types of ways to combat it, and of course, you know, the educational message, and there's been a lot of that has gone on with the opiates. But in addition to the meth, you know, heroin, we had 138 grams of heroin being last year, and the prescription drugs are particularly still a problem because there becomes a black market for that. Fortunately, the naloxone, or commonly known as Narcan, is you know, readily available now, which is a great thing, and that reverses the effects. But surprisingly enough, crack cocaine, you know, hasn't gone away. 2019, we had 849 grams of crack cocaine, up from 502 in 2018. So that's been on the rise. And unfortunately, also weapons. You know, last year we seized 104 weapons, and that's a lot of weapons. this year. We're at about 40, 45 already this year. So we're consistently seeing the guns as well. So I guess to answer your question, Paul, it looks like meth is in the lead with heroin right behind it, and then crack taking up third place, which is a kind of an awful way to think about it, but that's what we're dealing with, and that's why it's so important, you know, a week from tomorrow to get out and vote for that renewal.
All right. Well, it's that time again, and I guess keep up the good work. We sure appreciate everything that they do out there, because that's hard work. You know, you spent some time on the DTF, didn't you?
I spent about 10 years there, and I ran it at the end, and it is hard work, and we've got a great team, you know, and the folks working today out there, it's a lot harder than when I was there because they have so much more going on. But, you know, we've got great partnerships. We've got, you know, two prosecuting attorneys assigned. We've got two Portland police officers, two Border Patrol, Customs, Clay Township. We've got a just a really nice cross-section of our law enforcement from, you know, federal, state, municipal, and county all teamed up together. It's a 20-man team now. So they're a force to reckon with. And when you see these high numbers, it's because of the increase in staff. So, you know, more deputies equate to more seizures, and that's what we want to see. So, you know, there's no shortage of good fishing holes to look at in St. Clair County, unfortunately, and these folks, they do just a stand-up job, and one of the more difficult assignments I ask anybody to do in our department is drug task force.
Millage renewal for the task force comes up on August 4th. Sheriff, always appreciate your time. Thanks so much for being with us today.
My pleasure, Paul, and thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. Yep.